come from us. We have to take responsibility.
Are you saying
to
we're all dips?
Yes, yeah, I say we're all dipping.
But
we're all dipping.
The prediction. But the prediction is that we are going to start. There's going to be the crumbling, and then there's going to be the restructuring of everything. And that is when we are going to say, okay, we have to prepare ourselves.
Did that happen to Atlantis?
Who knows? I wasn't on that
one. I wasn't on that one either.
Oh, Lemuria?
Were you in Atlantis?
Lemuria? But you remember Y2K, when we Y2K'd here in Reno and everybody did? All that was about was to plant the seeds of our thought that we need to start preparing for events of for our own families, for our own well-being. That's what that was about.
Here's a cool thing, I'll tell you. I'll leave it with this. Steve Jobs said it. We got to take control of our own life because death is where we all meet.
Amen.
And that's what we're all doing. We're now starting the process of that. And that is starting to happen. So we're talking with Elena. You're going to stay now? You're going to hang the cruise a little longer? We got Isaiah Price coming in with me next.
Well, I will. If I'm here, I'm here. But otherwise, I'll be on the. Otherwise, I'll turn the dial on the car or radio.
And she'll be listening anyway. That's what she
of
means about that. Because you're listening to Broadview, and we'll be right back.
The Buzz.
Here we are. You own a business here in the Reno area. You've survived the worst point of the economy, and what you do now will determine where your company will be in 5 or even 10 years from now. Increasing your market share for your business from competitors, maintaining or establishing your company as a leader in its field among consumers is what you do now. The Reno Media Group has multi-platform marketing vehicles that can do just that. Social media, video, radio broadcast, reaching over 200,000 people can be your tool. Our consultants can show you opportunities to skyrocket your sales, establish your company as a leader. Take a few minutes out of your day. Learn about how the Reno Media Group can market your business in ways you may not have thought possible. Call Carrie at 829-1964. Learn about marketing opportunities that could catapult your company into increased market shares and sales. Call 829-1964 and ask for Carrie.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
And hello to you, and welcome back to Broadview on this Saturday. We've been talking with Elena Prophet, a clairvoyant and psychic, about change. And I think this is a good transition and a great time to bring in Isaiah Price. Isaiah Price, hi.
Hello.
Welcome to our conversation.
Well, thank you for having me.
Isaiah is an actor. He's a brother. He's a son. He's a conservative, he says. Is that correct?
That's true.
So he's smart. That's what you're saying.
So I knew you were going to come to this table with this. I said to him, this is going to be great between you and JP. Maybe I'll just leave the room. But he says he has an argument for any question of conservatism, of conservative content. Does that describe it?
Well, a lot of my beliefs, a lot of people don't believe that I am a conservative because a lot of the things that I talk about are typically on a liberal agenda.
Get on in there.
But the reason that I'm a conservative is I believe in the conservative ideology.
What is the conservative ideology, if I can interrupt you real quickly?
For me, it's
about... Just explain it to us.
It's about protecting the individual's rights from the government, keeping government out of people's lives as much as possible, having people make their own decisions. And unfortunately, the way conservatism has swung so far to the right that they've forgotten that it's in all aspects of life, that the conservatives are now trying to tell people what to do with their lives.
You know, Isaiah, funny you say that, because I've told JP before, I like the conservative ideas. Get the government out of my business. I don't need them to tell me what to eat and what to do and what to drive and what to take and how to live. But on the other hand, the Republican conservatives, they only take it to one point.
Amen.
There's still some other things that they stand for that they believe the government could and should have control of.
Exactly. And
what?
Well,
abortion.
And
I'm not telling you whether to have an abortion. I'm just saying I don't want to finance it with tax dollars.
But too bad you're not running for the government.
And what if we've worked and paid our taxes, so therefore
part of that tax money goes to that kind of a
whatever
contribution?
You could use that argument to justify anything. Yes. That's not a good argument.
But it's true, though. That's what I'm saying, though. There is an argument to justify anything that the now Republican conservatives, so to speak, JP, I find myself in that same category, they justify when there's still something they want to take back.
I think where Isaiah and I would agree was the drug laws, right? Why in the world is the government telling us what drugs to use?
Exactly.
No, I completely agree. Well, and one of the problems that we have with, you know, especially prescription drugs is that we're not getting our people the best drugs right now because of the insurance companies. You get
because Canada has them.
Well, yeah. You get people on these formularies and they're using old drugs. They're using opiates instead of the, you know, modern, more
designer
advanced
drugs.
Well, the designer, you know, especially when it comes to the depression.
You know, there's plenty of drugs for depression.
There's plenty of drugs for depression, but if you're trying to get your insurance to pay for it, they're only paying for the old ones. People are still taking lithium. I mean, that's an old drug.
Yes.
You know,
there's been so many bad experiences with that drug.
Exactly.
Coffee's better.
Coffee's a lot
better. There's just nothing the government does well,
no.
is there?
No. Well, maybe. Let's be positive. I mean, they do well?
The government does well in policing our streets. You know, the cops are great.
Well, they're all. The cops are on the take now. I mean, not all of them.
Firefighters.
We've got the firefighters on the take. They're still in ladders.
Well, how can a firefighter be on the take?
And our politicians.
How is that even possible?
Our politicians are on the take, yeah. too.
Because they have to be. And they are in a sneakier way now. They're not just on taking it and turning their heads. They're on getting you to turn your head, too, and paying you off for it.
Right. Well, and one of the ways that they do that is they combine. I mean, they use so much rhetoric to where people now view politics as a team sport. It's now a confrontational team sport. It's not about getting what's best for the people.
Right.
It's about my team wins.
Amen.
It doesn't matter if you are conservative or liberal. If you actually talk about the issues, a lot of times people actually agree on the fundamentals, especially the important fundamentals. It's when we get bogged down in things like gay marriage, about abortion, about things that really are a individual choice. That's when we start seeing the breakdown of government.
How do we get the government out of these choices?
Well, go back to the Constitution. I mean, the Constitution basically states that you cannot discriminate against any individual about any group of people. So how can you have an argument, you know, for changing the way that people live their lives?
Terrorists. Now there are terrorists. And there's an argument for a group of people that...
Well, I study political psychology, identity politics, and the thing is as soon as you get somebody to feel threatened and to feel that their identity is threatened, you can get them to do just about anything. I mean, look what happened in Rwanda, the Tutsis and the Hutus. Before, they weren't even a racial distinction between the two. It was a class distinction.
That sounds like a dance group.
No, it's the Rwandan genocide, but they managed to make people believe that their neighbor, who they've coexisted with, who they've loved, and even members of their family, that they were the cause of everything that was bad that was happening.
Yeah.
And
is that brainwashing?
Pretty much, but
yes, it is.
It's brainwashing on a mass scale, and it's something that we do every day. You hear about peer pressure, people, schools bullying, and there's been a lot of studies done where you get a bunch of people into a room. Now, only one of the person in that room doesn't know that this is, you know, completely fixed. Now, they ask a question, you know, like 2 + 2 = and then they're going to say 5. Well, everyone is going to say 5. That one person who's not in on it will say 5 just to stay as a member of the group, even though they know it's wrong. And that's what we're having with politics right now, too, is you have somebody who says, well, I'm a Republican. I believe in the Republican ideology. So therefore, I'm going to go along with whatever the Republican Party says without actually realizing that some of the things that they're saying isn't in their best interest, that they don't really believe.
It's kind of a dichotomy there because the more choices you have, the better you feel. But the more choices you have, the more choices you have and the more something new springs up.
And the more you're told what to think, the more the people around you, you know,
there's only four parties. There's only 2 parties. There's only 6 parties, and you're going to join one of them, right?
Right.
Even if it's the independents, outsiders.
Exactly. And what's funny is that the independent party is actually a party. When you sign independent, that doesn't mean you're an independent
It's kind
individual.
Of a contradiction, isn't it?
It is. Yes. It's like, I am the independent party. It's like, what?
You know,
what
member does that of the mean? Independent party.
Yeah.
It's exactly. A cosmic joke is what it is.
Definitely.
Well, wow. Why are we just figuring this all out now? Is this part of the pus, Elena? Part of the pus pocket?
That's what I said. This is all an abscess.
Clearing.
That is that, and it's going to be a crapshoot by the time, you know, say 5-10 years from now. There's going to be a lot of shape shifting going on.
Isaiah, are you going to run for a government position? You're young. You've got new ideas. You're fresh. Why don't you step up to the plate?
Well, when people ask me to, when somebody in the party, either party, comes to me and says,
"Oh, now we're talking again. Only two parties. Yeah. Still a little sheep."
You know, it's unfortunately that's the way the system works right now. I would love to change the system.
How do we bust it? How do we bust it up?
Well, incentives.
Incentives.
You know, we have
explain
to.
That.
Well, I love economics because when you actually look at economics, you can really explain a lot of things. Now. You guys were just talking earlier about, you know, welfare and, you know,
changes
government
coming.
Subsidies and changes coming. One of the things that you really, you need to see with that is a change in the incentive policies. A lot of people stay on welfare and on unemployment as long as they can because they don't have the proper incentives to get off of it.